if we put people through the training and the background checks and psychological checks to do this, we can have quality people there that can stop that threat immediately. We can work out the logistics about how that's going to be. Now, the sheriff's office is unique in a way that it can, the sheriff can commission those people and they can have guns in the school. If they're acting under a special deputy status,
I see,
they'll be able to carry that gun and protect themselves and the lives of those children.
And again, other states have approved laws that allow school staff, teachers, and staff to have concealed carry weapons on school grounds. And so, and I, quite frankly, have not heard of any problems in those states where this is allowed.
And nor have I. But other sheriff's offices around the country have done exactly what I'm proposing, and they have commissioned those people, giving them special deputy status, so they can carry a firearm in the school, concealed, and after being fully vetted and trained.
And so this is something that you would like to discuss with the local superintendents, this potential possibility?
Absolutely. In fact, I've been contacting all of our superintendents, our lawmakers, our city councils, their mayors, to join me tomorrow evening, Thursday evening at 5 o'clock in my office. It's not going to be open to the public. It'll be those people that were the superintendents, and like I said,
okay,
and the heads of law enforcement. And we're going to work on two things. What can we do in a short term to protect our kids? And what can we do in the long term? We're going to lay out some things where we can, I'm sure this is just going to be the beginning of the meetings, but we want to lay out things for the future that we can protect our kids better and stop this nonsense of our kids being targets.
And certainly, as you mentioned, a training, additional training would be included in any kind of proposal to bring another gun onto a campus of school.
Absolutely. Not just a training,
okay,
but a selective group of people. We're not going to let everybody who just wants to. They must pass a background check, a psychological check, and be approved by my office and other folks that to carry that, because we want to make sure we have the right people protecting our kids.